Kiddushin Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Kiddashti es biti. Person says about his daughter, he's mekadosh, he accepted kiddushin on her behalf. A father is allowed to do that. Kiddashtia v'gerashtia. Or he says he's mekadosher and she also was divorced. Kishi ketana, also when she was a ketana. Vaharehi ketana, and right now when he's saying this, she's also a ketana. Neman, he's believed. Why? Because the Torah says, as biti nasati la isha zeh, that a father has a nemanus while his daughter is a ketana, because that's what the Torah is talking about. And the nemanus here is to passel her for kahuna. And he has this nemanus. However, it's only while she's a ketana. Therefore, kidashtia v'gerashtia kishi ketana, if he says this, that he took kiddushin on her behalf and gerushin while she was a ketana, v'arehi gedola, but right now she's a gedola when he's saying this, eino neman, he's not believed. Because the Torah only speaks about a case when he's saying what happened while she's a ketana. Therefore, he's not believed. Nishbeis ufidisia, or he says that she was taken captive by goyim, and he freed her. Bein shehi ketana, bein shehi gedola, eino neman. Here he's not believed whether she's a ketana or a gedola to passel her from kahuna, because only nisuin does the Torah say that we give nemanus to the father. But this, that he wants to say that she was taken captive, perhaps he doesn't want her to marry a certain man or whatever, but he therefore has no belief legabi her. It's interesting, the Ran asks on this, why don't you say amigo? I could have said, the father says, listen, believe me, because I could have said that she was, the Ran asks it like, maybe you could have said that she was bo somebody else, or while she's a ketana, or that you could say that she married somebody else. So the Ran gives different terutzim. But he's eino neman, he's not believed. Misha amar b'shas misaso, if a person says while he's dying, yeshli banim, he says he has sons, neman, he's believed. And therefore his wife is not zakuk to yibum. Yeshli achim, if he says while he's dying that he has brothers, eino neman, he's not believed, and his wife is zakuk to yibum. Because we're dealing with a case that we don't know if he has sons or brothers. So when we don't know, we never heard of any of them. She has a cheskas enes kuku liyibum. Right now, the chazaka is that she's not zakuk to yibum. Because we don't know that he has any brothers. So she's not zakuk to yibum. So therefore, when he says he has sons, we're not uprooting the chazaka. We're just strengthening it. So really, it didn't really help. She still would have been able to go marry anybody else. But there is a toelis that if afterwards we find that he has brothers, she doesn't become usur because of those brothers. Because of this chazaka, and not just that, but the strengthening of the chazaka, that she has sons. Because that eliminates yibum. But yeshli achim eino neman. But if he says he has brothers, let's say we know he doesn't have sons, and he says he has brothers, so now he's creating a scenario of yibum, and he wants to uproot the chazaka, eino neman. This, he's not believed. And the Mishnah ends, Mekadosh has bito stam ein habaygrois b'chav. A person, let's say, has more than one daughter, and he accepts kiddushin stam on one of his daughters. The one that's a bogeris is not included. He can't be mekabel kiddushin for his bogeris. Now that's pashut. The person can only be mekabel kiddushin on a ketana and a naira, not a bogeris, not a woman that's 12 years and 6 months. He can't do that. The chiddush of the Mishnah, like the Rab points out, is even if the Begeres made her father a shliach for her, she said, please accept Kiddushin as a shliach Kabbalah on my behalf, and then somebody then gave money to the father, and we don't know which one of the daughters, maybe it's actually her, because even though she's a Begeres, she actually appointed her father shliach. Nevertheless, we don't say it, because if the father had other daughters that he was able to marry, midin Torah, he wouldn't accept money for the Begeres one, that he's just acting as a shliach. Rather, the other ones are a mitzvah to marry, especially in a nara, and therefore, the begeris is not mekudeshes.